I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, if you're trying to sleep better, feel better, look better, you might consider using essential oils. Essential oils are distilled or extracted from plants that have a strong fragrance and, according to many users, health benefits. For example, lavender oil has been shown to reduce anxiety. Other oils are used to treat muscle aches or improve your complexion. You may apply some directly to the skin or use them in a diffuser, but what's good for you could be harmful to your pet. The ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center warns against using essential oils around your pet. The toxic effects could include scratching, drooling, rapid breathing, coughing, sneezing, poor coordination, vomiting, and tremors. For dogs, the most common problems come from the use of tea tree oil, pine oil, wintergreen oil, or pennyroyal. Those same oils also have an adverse effect for your cat, along with a number of others, like peppermint oil, cinnamon oil, clove oil, and eucalyptus oil. A cat is even more susceptible than a dog because its liver lacks the enzyme needed to metabolize toxins like essential oils, and birds are even more susceptible than cats. The toxic effects extend even to fish, reptiles, rodents, really any pet in your home. Before using any essential oil around or on your pet, visit the ASPCA website at aspca.org and search for essential oils, or check out the Pet Poison Helpline at petpoisonhelpline.com. Also remember that many of these toxic oils are used in products you may already have in your home, like cleaning supplies or cosmetic products. Read the label to confirm that those items are safe for use around pets. Prevention really is the best medicine, so limit your pet's exposure to toxic substances, including essential oils. If your best friend shows any indication of a toxic reaction, call your veterinarian immediately. Prompt action on your part is, well, essential to make sure your companion stays happy and healthy when you're speaking of pets.